Talk Live. And the toll-free number is here for you, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 855-450-FREE with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can, of course, join us over at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with various different features on the website. You can actually control the content. So if you find something that you want to share with our listeners, you can do that by submitting it, as did Snowdog 2012, who was the person responsible for submitting the story about Glenn Beck that we started the show out with tonight. So thank you to Snowdog 2012 for doing that. And, of course, you can do the same thing. You find something you want to share with us and our other listeners, submit it as show prep, and then it must get a certain number of votes in order to be voted up to the front page of the site. So when you go to freetalklive.com, make sure you check the upcoming stories page and see what's fresh. See what it is that people have submitted within the last 24 to 48 hours, and then vote up the ones that you like. You can also vote down the stuff that you dislike. I tend to recommend being more positive than negative, though, but it's up to you. You can go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. So let's continue here. I had a story that I teased at the top of the show about a man named Schaefer Cox. He's a militia member from Alaska. And we talked about Schaefer Cox's story probably a couple years ago on Free Talk Live. It's been in the court system.
Okay.
I think so. It's been in the court system for a little while, as things tend to be. And there's a story over at HuffingtonPost.com about the latest on his story, and that is that he's been sentenced to 26 years in prison.
It's a long stretch.
Now, it's been...
Federal prison, right?
Yes, federal prison.
That means he's going to do 85% of his time, at least.
Yeah. Now, last night I heard some of the Sunday edition, Mark, and there was some guy who called in, they're going to take my guns, I'm going to kill them, and, one of those kind of people, right? Didn't you get one of those calls last night?
He was upset. He did not feel that we were standing for gun freedom in the way that he wanted us to.
And the way he wanted you to stand was to take some bullets for gun freedom. Right.
I don't know. I'm not going to characterize his position.
Well, it sounded like to me.
He seemed upset.
I was listening. It's what it sounded like to me. It sounded like he was upset. You guys weren't willing to stand up and arm yourselves up and go down in a blaze of glory.
Yeah.
He was upset by that.
Okay. It's against the law for me to arm myself and go out in
Let's
any
say
kind
it wasn't though.
Blaze of glory.
Let's
I don't
say you
think,
could own fire.
I don't think that that saying that they're going to pry my gun from my cold dead fingers really takes a very good view of liberty. I think that in fact, whatever you want to do for liberty, you need to do before they come for your guns.
Mm.
At the moment that the government decides it's going to come for your guns, before that, liberty has been lost. Like, it was already lost,
right.
And that's the consequence. Liberty was lost because they're coming for the guns. I think guns are a very poor thermometer of liberty. You can see that in Saddam Hussein's Iraq, everybody had an AK-47, or at least it was commonplace for them to have AK-47s. They didn't have freedom because they had AK-47s.
I also think that anybody who doesn't like guns should not carry a gun. I mean,
right. Why would you want somebody to have that?
Well, there are people that claim that, though, that like everybody should be, guns should be mandatory and crazy things like that, so that people can protect themselves. But I mean, me personally, I've never shot a gun, and I might be interested in learning a little bit about guns and shooting one, but I don't really like them. I don't care that other people have them, and I certainly am. I would rather everybody have them, or not everybody, but people who want them to have them, than only the police and military to have them. But I don't really want to be around guns, necessarily.
I understand what the claim is about the Second Amendment, that the Second Amendment's not there for hunting. The Second Amendment's there for protecting you from an overreaching government.
Shooting government bureaucrats.
I understand that that's a claim, and I've been guilty of making that claim in the past because it sounds believable, and maybe that was...
You don't think that that's the intention?
I think there could be a middle ground, and that is, how about allowing people to defend themselves against the average criminal? I mean, that could be a reason for the Second Amendment rather than having to call out the bobbies and hope that they come and help you out.
I think that what you said it means, so like it's there to protect yourself from an overreaching government, doesn't necessarily mean that you have to shoot anybody. It's just the concept. Like, if that freedom is taken away, then the only people that are allowed to have guns are police and military. So it's not necessarily suggesting that you should shoot anybody. It's just there for that protection.
Maybe you're right, but callers like the guy that called last night were absolutely suggesting that it meant that you should shoot people who oppress liberty. And I like where you're coming from, Mark, in that the liberty's already lost. And I think it's funny and sad to watch these gun people. And look, I own a firearm, okay, so I guess I'm a gun person, but I don't, you know. I'm not one of these people out there advocating for violence as a solution. But to watch these people, oh, darn it, they're coming. They're finally coming for our liberties, boys. We need to arm up and get ready because they're coming for our liberties. Well, wait a minute. They're already, you're way
hey,
too
buddy,
late.
That document that says that you, that has the Second Amendment in it, that says that you have the right to keep and bear arms, that's when they came for your liberties, 230-something years ago when they made a more intrusive government. Mm. The fact is, you know, these, that's what they do. Governments grow. And you've got to stand against it every day.
Right.
I think
not just when it affects your personal hobby.
Yeah.
Or your personal property.
I think there's so many things that that people can do along the way before you ever have to start shooting government bureaucrats. I mean, it's just...
And there's really never a good point for that.
I mean, I would leave. I mean, you know, if the government, if it got so bad here that, you know, that it comes down to people wanting to start a civil war with the government and take over, I'm not here for that. No thanks.
Yeah. So your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. I just feel like, you know, there's never really a good point. Just to bring it back to that argument that has been made about, well, the reason for the Second Amendment is to protect against the government guys from being too tyrannical. The big question there would be, well, at what point are you supposed to use guns for that purpose? Is it the first time they take a tax dollar from you? Or is it the thousandth time they take a thousand tax dollars from you? I mean, at what point? Because the government doesn't just roll right in guns a-blazing most of the time. They do it slow. They come in and take your liberties bit by bit by bit by bit over hundreds of years or decades upon decades. Liberty has been rolled back and tyranny has been put in place plank by plank. And at no point, especially as the government is legitimized in people's minds, would it ever have been appropriate for anyone to start blasting because they would look like a crazy person?
I guess I interpret that. I interpret it completely different. So I don't see you should shoot government employees for taking away your liberties. I just see the concept like it, the shots don't need to be fired
to scare them.
But the presence of guns in the hands of citizens prevents them from completely taking over.
But it only does that because of the threat of violence, right?
I guess.
The only reason why anyone would be stopped by the fact that someone has a gun in their house, some government agent, the only reason why the government agents would, in theory, be cowed by that is because they'd be afraid someone would actually use that.
Okay.
Because if they knew that, if they knew you were just going to keep the gun in the closet and keep it in the lockbox when they came in to take you and put you in a black bag and then walk you out of the house, if they knew that everybody was going to just bend over for them, then that wouldn't stop them, right? So
but
it's the
you
fear.
Can own a gun and not threaten somebody. So just because you have a gun doesn't mean that you're threatening violence.
But that's what you're getting at when you're saying it's the reason why the government doesn't, you're saying the reason for the Second Amendment is to keep the government at bay from going too far, right? Isn't that what you're saying?
I think that's my interpretation of the original paragraph, whatever it's
right,
yes, that's my interpretation.
In order to stop them from going that far has to be the threat of violence.
Right, but I don't think that you have to threaten somebody. It's more of, I think the fear is there, but just because you own a gun doesn't mean you're threatening anybody.
I agree with you. I'm not threatening anyone, but I'm also a peacenik, and I'm not willing to use violence. I mean, I'm pretty much a peacenik. I'm willing to do it in self-defense in certain circumstances, but against the government, I've determined that it's a fruitless activity.
I agree.
So therefore, they would know if they're listening to me that if they want to raid my house, they're probably not going to get shot.
And they're not talking about going around and collecting guns right now. I mean, Obama's talking about, the size of ammunition clips and who's going to get licenses to carry and stuff.
Yeah.
So, the first gun law was the one that, if you're going to start shooting people, the first one was the one you should have started shooting at.
But I don't think the shooting is a very effective method to achieve change. We can talk about that, especially in the light of this court case out in Alaska with the militia there. It's Free Talk Live.
If you have a cell phone mainly for security and convenience and hate paying for minutes you don't use, then let's talk about Consumer Cellular, the wireless service designed to save money for people who aren't joined at the hip to their cell phones. Our plans start at just $10 and save most people $20 to $30 every month. You don't have to prepay or sign a contract. We even send usage alerts so you can avoid getting charged for overages. And you can change plans anytime without penalties. It's easy to make the switch. When you pick a new phone, the shipping and activation are both free. And we're so sure you'll love our service, it comes with a 100% risk-free guarantee. If Consumer Cellular sounds like your style, get this. We're also the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-337-7121 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-337-7121. 1-800-337-7121.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Join us on the air. Join us online as well, where we have a lot of features, and we give them to you. News updates, including email, Facebook, and Twitter. You can follow us in whatever method is best for you. Go to news.freetalklive.com to do that. That's news.freetalklive.com.
I can't imagine if you've been listening to Free Talk Live for very long that you don't know what a Bitcoin is, but Bitcoins are an online peer-to-peer open-source currency that make it possible for you to send and receive money on the internet without having to pay any fees. That's a huge value. As a matter of fact, you know, I was talking to somebody recently who called bitcoins a fiat currency because they weren't backed by anything and that they would stick with gold and silver. And I want to address that real quick if I can. What is gold and silver backed by? Nothing is the answer. Gold and silver has intrinsic value. It is a commodity-based currency. Bitcoin, what is it backed by? Nothing. It is a commodity-based currency. It is backed by the fact that it is a scarce resource. People want it. There can only be 21 million bitcoins. Currently, there are about 11 million. You can't counterfeit a bitcoin. You can't make one. Yes, it is a virtual commodity, but it is a commodity nonetheless. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is have played some online game looking for some kind of online treat or Easter egg or thing, and you'll realize that, you know, things are scarce on the internet if they are intended to be scarce. The fact that bitcoins can't be counterfeited is hugely valuable. Do they have, but gold and silver have 1,000, 5,000, 9,000 years worth of history behind them that give them, of people wanting to use them to buy, sell, and trade. They can be used for industrial and ornamental purposes. These things are true, and I support gold and silver for those reasons. I think that any good investment portfolio contains precious metals, and I recommend having gold and silver. However, let's not discount that Bitcoin isn't just a currency, but it's also a currency exchange method. In the same way that gold isn't just a currency, it is also of ornamental value and could be industrial value. It's just usually too valuable to use for industrial purposes. Bitcoins allow you to send and receive money on the internet. That is part of them. It is something inexorably linked. You cannot change that. So they have innate qualities. These are things that I wanted to address with. And I get it. You know, I had to be convinced on bitcoins too.
That was my objection. What's it backed by? That was my first objection.
When we were first introduced to the idea, we're like, But you know, over time, our objections were met, and now I'm a big old fan of bitcoins.
So, indeed.
There you go. If you want to get some bitcoins, I'll tell you how to do that here shortly.
You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, though, and there's some useful links there. We can learn more about them.
That's right. And you can put bitcoins in our tip jars. If you don't like bitcoins, just go ahead and give us all yours.
Let's go to Abel. He's listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Abel.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
To me, there's 2 points in owning firearms for the individual. The number one and the biggest point is that the source of all power, you know, starts out with individuals, you know, having their power and then loaning some of it to someone else, you know, under coercion or, you know, by agreement.
Right.
And as Mao had said, all power, you know,
all political power.
Barrel of a gun.
Yep. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. That's right.
So when the people are armed, it, you know, at least to some significant extent, the people, you know, have a way of retaining that power. Now, Ian, your issue of saying, well, you know, I may have a gun, but, you know, you've basically given a pass to anybody who wishes to attack you or that you're not going to use it.
I didn't say anybody. I said mostly agents of the state.
Members of the, you know, the thuggery of the...
That's because the state is a fictional concept that gives criminals the legitimacy to use violence on other human beings without having to be seen in the same way by people. So when a small band of thugs not called the state attempts to commit a robbery and someone draws down and, you know, scares them off and or shoots them and, you know, kills them in that process, most people would look at that and say, that's fine, you did what you should do. You protected yourself. You protected your family. But if the band of thugs
is a bunch of tax collectors,
Right. If the Band of Thugs has badges and uniforms and they come along and attempt to take your freedom from you and take your money and, you know, your loved ones from you, and you shoot back in that particular case, then you're labeled a crazy person and you are an enemy of the state, and they will probably kill you before you have a chance to even get to a trial. So, you know, for me, it's all about what's effective, and it doesn't seem like being violent against the state is particularly effective. And I also think it's kind of lowering yourself to their level. I think it's.
I want to agree that at this point in the game, okay, at this point in the state of things, you know, we're still dealing with, you know, a lot of people out there that are statists that believe in the state and that will label you that way. But I don't think that's going to, the state is going to stay that same way. And I don't think that that going forward, if the state continues on the path, you know, the members of the state continues on the path that they have been going, that in fact that they're going to, you know, that they're going to retain their.
Sure, there's the chance that they could lose their legitimacy and be seen as what they are, which is an occupying criminal force, but we're a long, long way away from that happening, and I don't know if that's going to happen in my lifetime.
I don't know. Let me speak. The fact is, I wish to say that I don't want to use my guns if I have them, and you know, I'm going to say I don't know how I'm going to react to someone, you know, coming to harm me or anybody that.
You never know until it happens.
Right, exactly. So I'm going to leave that as a question in the minds of the thugs of the state out there, so that at least there may be some mental barrier to them. You're removing that for them, Ian, and I think you're terribly mistaken in doing that.
Okay, I see what you're saying, but I'm, you know, I don't like the idea of using violence to achieve my means or my ends.
You know,
so.
And if you convince everybody, like you attempt to, that's a good idea, that's, you know, okay, all of us out here are going to agree to behave like you say you are going to, which I don't even.
I've never asked you to agree with me. I never asked you to agree to behave the same way as I do.
You put it out as the idea of, you know.
Yeah, I think you're lowering yourself to their level. I think that they use violence as a tool, and that by using violence, you're lowering yourself to their level.
No, did you hear what I said before? Yeah, I am saying.
I know, you're not saying you necessarily would use violence. Okay. You're putting it out there as a possible threat. And I thank you for the call, Abel. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free.
Maybe you should not use the term you, but you should say one, if you're not referring to specifically to the person you're talking to.
Okay. He's not saying he's going to use violence, but he's hinting that he might. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting, non-GMO, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Don't know where our music that is, but it's not here right now. Hopefully our network can hear us. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 855-450-FREE. By the way, with you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Julia.
Oh, sorry about that, Julia. Let's try that again.
That's the second time you've done that.
I know, I apologize.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, so we've been talking about violence, and someone was saying I sound what, Mark, on the air?
Snotty.
Snotty?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Is it snotty to say that I don't like the idea of using violence against other human beings? Is that what's snotty? Because that's where I'm coming from. I feel like it's you're lowering yourself to the level of the violent by choosing to use violence. And I understand what Abel was saying, where, you know, he doesn't want them to know what he's going to do. He wants them to have that question mark, which I think goes back to what you were saying, Julia, as far as, you know, what you think the purpose of the Second Amendment is to kind of put a question mark out there and, like, you know, make the government agents afraid to do something violent.
I feel like when people call you snotty, because other people have said this before, it's more of a tone thing. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. And the way that call ended was sort of like, yeah, well, whatever, Abel, I don't like violence. And I think that the way that you say that comes off as snotty, even though I know you well and I know that you're not snotty and that's not your intention, that's how it's perceived. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. What can you do? I mean, we're going to break. We got to go. See you later.
So I disagree with your stance. I think that there's a place for stopping people from doing violence, and I don't care whether those people are wearing badges or not. Now, I don't think we're anywhere near that point here in the United States. I think that all the efforts can be made in areas.
I said there's a place. I think there's a place.
You said you said it's lowering
yourself.
I just
don't think it's a good idea against the state.
I specifically said that, I was just mentioning the state, and, you know, I'm specific there.
You said people.
And I said okay. Even ones with badges.
Gotcha.
Right? So, yeah, I mean, I think that there's a time and a place to do that. It's just, you know, way, 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 way too soon to be talking about those kind of things.
I don't know when that time or place would be.
I don't either. And I think
how would you determine it?
I think it's really difficult to know. I mean, when they're... where they're dragging people off with no trials and things like that, I suppose. I don't see these things happening here in the United States. What I see in the United States is a slow erosion of human freedom.
Right, which is why it's impossible to determine when one should use violence
when one gets all, you know, saber rattling or gun polishing or whatever, it does more harm than good to me in these circumstances, because it gives fodder to those that wish to take guns.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I was suggesting before, I think that the state's tool is violence. So those of us who would like to achieve peace, I don't know if that's what Abel wants. I think it is what he wants.
Well, I think he said that he did agree with you on your point that it's not a good idea to use guns against government because it's not going to get you anywhere. He said that. He agreed with you on that.
Okay. Maybe I didn't quite get that that message from him. It sounded to me like he was suggesting that he might use his guns against the government in an attempt to dissuade them from raiding his house.
I think that he was actually saying what Mark is kind of saying, which is that we're not there yet, and there could be a point in the future where that might be appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Right, but nobody really knows what that point is. And maybe you could tell me what that is at 855-450-FREE. At what point do you feel like it is appropriate to begin using violence against the people calling themselves the state? At what criteria will you use, what objective criteria or even subjective criteria will you use to determine that now's the time? What was it that Claire Wolfe said in her book?
It's too late to do anything about it, and it's too early to shoot the bastards.
Yeah. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number if you want to add
your thoughts. I don't think it's too late to do anything about it, but I think that there's more efficient and less efficient ways to go about doing something about it. But that book was written 10 years ago. How much has the government grown since then? I mean, this is why I feel sold down the river by the Republican Party. You know, when the Contract with America was started back in the mid to late 90s, the government was too big by my definitions at that point. Then the Republican Party had 6 years of uninterrupted lawmaking that they could do anything they want. Did they shrink the government? No, they did not. They grew it by 60%. So I just don't want to hear it. You know, George Bush made the largest expansion of the government into the medical care arena prior to Barack Obama. Please, it's not even George Bush. The Republican legislators at the time gave him the ability to do this. We shouldn't be just laying this at the door of one person. It's not George Bush. It's all of those stinking Republicans who are in power at the time.
You know, our friend Derek Jay, he is the star of the Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree. He was arrested a number of times in a year-long period here in Keene, New Hampshire for not harming anyone else. And, there were a lot of people that had a lot of critique for him. Like, you shouldn't have run from the cop that was trying to serve you with the papers. But he said he didn't know what that cop was doing. He thought he was going to a call or something like that. He was confused about the whole situation. But that cop used violence on Derek. And I don't think that there would be very many people who would say that it would have been right had Derek pulled a gun from the back and iced that cop. That would not have helped things because, it was hard enough to make the pitch that Derek was the good guy in that situation anyway, and it would have been impossible to make that pitch had he used violence. But he could have said he was afraid for his life. I mean, there was a man who was, a little bit larger than him that was attacking him and allegedly punching him while he was on the ground. I mean, some man in a uniform runs into you with his car, then sticks a baton in the spokes of your bicycle to flip you off of the bike. I mean, this is an incredibly aggressive, dangerous act. He could have really hurt Derek in this process. Luckily, he didn't. Thankfully, there weren't any sustained injuries that we know of. But in the moment, that's a very scary situation to be in.
And that's relatively minor when you put it onto the scale. I mean, think for a second. There are, 40,000 drug raids in this country every year. year. Mm-hmm. And of them, you know, some percentage, you know, 1-3% are on just the wrong address, the wrong people. There was an interesting story just a couple of weeks ago where the police shot at the family dog and put the kids, you know, made the kids sit quietly by their dead pet while they searched the house, and it turned out they had the wrong house. But let me ask you, just try to imagine, step back for a second, average American, what do you think if the homeowner pulls out a gun and shoots a police officer that's conducting a raid on the wrong house?
It's happened before, and I think those people, while I believe they're within their rights to defend their families, we know what happens. They either get killed right there and then by the other cops on the scene,
yep,
or they go to jail for a long, long time for killing a police officer.
And that's what we're looking at here. This is the most righteous situation I can come up with, which is defending your house against, because you don't know it's a police raid. They're just boom, bam, slam, you know, noises going on. Mm-hmm. Somebody comes through the door with a flashlight and pop, you get them. And I just can't imagine the average American saying, oh, yeah, it's okay to shoot a police officer in that circumstance, even if you don't know it's a police officer and they're raiding the wrong house. I just can't imagine you're going to get much sympathy. There was a big deal when that 82-year-old woman, maybe that was her age, I can't remember.
96.
A really old woman in Atlanta, shot a cop with some old revolver that she had in order, yep, to protect herself in her home. And she got some sympathy, but it's not like she's being held up, and in any way is this curtailed the power of the police?
Nope, sure hasn't.
I mean, this is if there is a Rosa Parks of this scenario, that, yes, was her, and it still isn't working.
What did they do? They created a police oversight board that has been totally toothless and meaningless and hasn't done anything to change anything in Atlanta. What happened.
I mean, that's what happened. It's pointless, and it does nothing. And I just think that, you know, whatever, this is about public relations. This is about selling the ideas of liberty. And whatever it takes in order to get from here to there that you're talking about, we're nowhere near it. Nowhere near it.
And again, I still want to hear somebody answer the question. At what point would that line be crossed? At what point would the public be okay with the idea of some cops getting shot for a mistaken raid, or the cops being, you know, you using violence to defend yourself against the police? Feel free to share your thoughts at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll be back with more Free Talk Live in moments.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live.
Okay, coming back.
Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That line, if there even is one, between now, when most of us agree that it's not an appropriate time to use violence against the government agents, to when it in theory would be, this theoretical time out there where something would happen, there would be some sort of evolution in people's thinking to where they would be able to be accepting towards this. I don't think that line exists, and I also think that anybody that uses violence against the state, certainly in the foreseeable future, will be labeled as a madman, kook, lunatic, and there'll be no way to escape from whatever fate befalls you at that point, which will either be execution by the police in the instance that you attempt to use the violence, or the execution by the police after they chase you down if you happen to escape that situation, or the execution by the prison in which they will put you into, perhaps for life. I don't think there really is any good way out of that situation when, if you decide to use violence. But maybe I'm wrong. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire Bitcoins. I told you I was going to tell you how to get some Bitcoins, and you can do that at BitInstant.com. They make it possible for you to deposit money, well, in like more than a million locations around the world, including your computer at home. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account, where your account is, make the deposit. It's that easy. It's BitInstant.com. As a matter of fact, Ian, think about people in other countries and their successes as far as using violence against the government. We have had there's a book. What was the Erica Chenoweth's book? Civil Action.
I don't remember the title of it, but I'm sure if you looked up Erica Chenoweth, you'd be able to figure that out.
Right. The author's name is Erica Chenoweth, some kind of professor or something
like
that.
She talked about the effectiveness of nonviolent revolution versus violent revolution.
And the fact is that nonviolent revolution has been more effective throughout the 20th century, starting with twice as effective in the early part of the 20th century, moving to three times as effective by the end of the 20th century, as I understood the numbers. Why would you want to participate in the less effective system? I get that people are upset. I am too. I'm upset. And the fact that I don't advocate for shooting government officials if they step outside of their roles or if they come for our guns or whatever doesn't mean I'm not upset. What I'm saying is it's a less effective system. When they're coming for your guns, it means you haven't done enough for freedom up to this point.
Yeah, it's too late.
It's over.
Well, and they're not coming for guns anytime soon. Gun bans that will come along will be very, very slow because people would be upset. A lot of people would be upset. And they like to do it slow because it's less upsetting.
Sure, but even after Hurricane Katrina, where they were going door-to-door confiscating guns from people, there was a video that we saw from ABC News where there was one lawyer who said he was going to blast them, and I don't think they messed with that guy. But at the same time, most people just handed him over. They did have to tackle that old lady, though, which was pretty nasty of them.
I don't even know that she was necessarily pointing. She wasn't pointing a gun.
No, she was holding them. She was holding
right. So I mean, you know, she just hadn't emotionally come to the point that she was prepared to turn over this old gun that she had in her hand.
Yep. So three hulking California highway patrolmen
who jumped on her.
Yeah.
And you know, I try to imagine it for a second, folks. You know, you're talking about a little old lady shooting a California highway patrolman who's confiscating guns in Katrina. What do you think the average person in the public would have thought? Because I can tell you that there aren't these little old lady with the gun marches going on. People aren't, you know, upset as they could possibly be that gun confiscation was going on during Hurricane Katrina when people needed their guns the most.
It's important to remain nonviolent in the face of violent aggressors, in my opinion. Look at, I saw the movie Gandhi a while back.
I don't believe that that's necessarily true. You might be right when you're talking about the state.
That's what I mean. And what I'm talking. Thank you for. We're talking about the state here. Look at the movie Gandhi, where he and some of his supporters were just in one scene, just beaten, just truncheoned in the head by men with clubs and
yeah,
just savage.
Trying to, you know, they're marching on the salt mines, I believe.
And it was very important to him and them back then to not turn around and use violence against these people. So it would be very clear to anyone observing who it was that was being violent. Who it was that was doing the aggression.
And Gandhi, looking at a couple of his quotes, wasn't a pacifist. He wasn't a person who said that you should never use violence. He was simply a person that felt that nonviolence was the best course for making the people of India free. Now, we can obviously argue whether or not the people of India are free today, but you know, Gandhi was certainly pivotal in that revolution.
Right. How remembered would Gandhi be today had he just been, you know, somebody who was shouting that people should shoot some cops?
Not nearly as remembered as he is currently, but there are lots of people who's the revolution. I mean, look at, you know, Castro, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's a violent revolutionary, and certainly he's remembered today.
Good point. Let's go to Tim. He's in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, Tim, with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hi. I'm a big fan of Stephen Molyneux, and I think that the main problem we have is that you're not going to get rid of violence in society until we start with children and move our way up there. But considering where we are now, if we get to the point where the state is just completely, when you say like Katrina and they took guns, most Americans don't actually know that. Most people don't actually become aware of what the police state is actually doing. See, myself, I don't know if I could have restrained myself. Have you seen the Kelly Thomas video?
The beating?
When he was being beaten in Fullerton, California?
No, I haven't seen it. I've seen so many police beatings, I'm about sick of it.
Yeah, I guess I did see that one. Yeah, that was horrifying.
This one just got to me because he was being beaten by a group of just disgusting gang members. There's a group of people standing around outside actually saying, "This is making me sick." They hit him in the face so many times with a taser, he died.
Yeah.
And the last words he had was, "Dad, dad, dad." He's screaming for his father. I don't understand how you don't, like, I wouldn't say use force, but how do you just let that go on? If you can't get people on your side with that sort of thing.
I'll let you go on the radio. Hopefully our board operator took care of that. 855 450 free. I don't know if he was really riled up or what, but I understand that. It's frustrating when the police hurt peaceful people, and it is angering. And I don't blame, you know, look, I kind of agree with Tim. I think that people should step in and stop the police from being violent, but in as nonviolent a fashion as possible. Like, if you could have a, if you've got a crowd of people, because in a lot of cases, if the cops are hurting somebody and there, it's in an urban situation, there's usually a crowd of people around. So, like, take the BART cop that actually did get sentenced to 11 months in prison for shooting a man in the back who was already handcuffed on the ground. Take that situation. If the people that were there had wanted to interfere with that, they may have been able to have subdued that police officer without suffering any casualties, and at least then everybody gets to live through the circumstance.
But there are other police officers right there, and I can only imagine if you were, if you and five other friends jumped on a police officer and subdued
him. No, I mean like a crowd of people. I mean like seriously outnumbering
them. Those cops will shoot you.
But yeah, that's my comment, is that in those situations, if there's like six cops around with all with guns, and you're talking about a crowd of people without guns, I still don't see that going well. Even if they significantly outnumber the men with guns, those people are ready and willing to pull the trigger anytime, like, they step in for a second.
Well, they've got a persecution complex. It's amazing how many institutions out there, different groups of people have these persecution complexes. But I believe that to some extent, police officers in this country, I don't know about the rest of them, have a persecution complex. Those people out there don't understand our job. They don't appreciate what they do, what we do, and how hard it is. And I think that that's true. We don't appreciate how hard it is, what they do. But, all we propose is different ways of going about and doing it. And so when you have a persecution complex combined with the ability to use force, I think you're going to find, what you're talking about, Ian, is a killing field.
You mean people interfering?
Those cops are going to shoot those people.
Yeah.
They're going to shoot them.
I get where you're coming from, but I understand where our caller was coming from, too, and the frustration of people that just stand around in these circumstances.
You go up. The only thing you can do is do what the cop blockers do in that circumstance. This is a time when I would absolutely agree with cop blocking. Mostly, I think that it's too much, that they should stand back with a camera and just observe what's going on. They should not get involved. But in a circumstance like that, with the guy who's getting beaten by the police, you go up with the camera and say, "Hey, I got you cops right on film right now. I see everything you're doing. Yeah. This is being streamed live to the internet. There's nothing you can do about it."
I think that would be that's obviously the best and safest thing that someone can do. But if it were a situation with one cop beating the hell out of another individual and there's 10 people standing around, I don't think that those people would be wrong for stepping in and putting a stop to that if they believed that they could do it. And I think that with the right amount of numbers, if it was just one cop or two cops, maybe you'd be able to do that. And then, put the cop in his own cuffs and leave him there.
They'll roll up on the scene.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.